Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
In today's episode, we're going to be digging up some dirt on the Cardin's Clan real estate empire and see how you guys can emulate their success.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
How do you keep up with the Kardashians?
Easy. You don't. Think about it. The Cardin family, with their combined following of over $1.5 billion on social and their net worth in the billions of dollars, it's one of the most successful families in history.
According to the New York Post, the Kardashians are officially more powerful than the Windsors. And that's from an article that was dated back in 2018. Imagine right now.
Nan, was that pre-Meghan Markle?
I think so.
Well, back to the Kardashian. The family has been tarnished with scandal, sent stock markets of Fortune 500 companies plummeting, and brought plastic surgery from their reality into our homes via reality TV, all while building an empire.
Love them or hate them, regardless of your personal opinions about the Kardashian-Jenner's family, you have to admire their, you know, financial savviness stemming from one family. And it's worth taking a minute and analyzing how they amassed their fortune. So, what's one of their secret ingredients to their success?
Two words, real estate. Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters your financial BFFs.
In today's episode, we're going to be digging up some dirt on the Cardin's Clan real estate empire and see how you guys can emulate their success.
Please like, comment, and subscribe.
Let's get into it.
So let's start with Kim Kardashian. I mean, guys, she owns her home with her ex-husband, Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. The former power couple have a large family and busy travel schedule, and their collection was and is still to behold.
Yeah, you might have heard of one of their most famous acquisitions, which was a Hidden Hills mansion that's estimated value to be somewhere around a whopping $60 million.
Oh my God.
And the former couple, known for fashion and design, obviously, have made some renovations, but their home that they purchased, this home that they purchased in 2014 for just $20 million, obviously, that's quite an increase in value.
On top of that, even more recently, Kim just bought Cindy Crawford's former Malibu Oceanside home for $70.4 million, making it the most expensive home sold in Malibu in 2022. The craziest part is that the price tag of $70 million was $29 million less than original listing price in March. Clearly, what these acquisitions and some dispositions prove that this family is extremely savvy, right, when it comes to their investment.
Let's take a listen to TMZ's take on this.
Kim Kardashian got a new house. So she spent $70.4 million to buy this house in Malibu, formerly owned by Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford. I will say, as somebody who has watched Kardashians forever, I feel like I know Kim's taste and aesthetic, and this is very different. Maybe divorcing Kanye, she's going in a different direction, or she's going to gut it and make it exactly what she wants.
But these aren't all of Kim K's real estate endeavors. The list goes on, and it's pretty obvious that she loves real estate.
But Nan, she's not even the only success story in the Kardashian clan. Not even by a long shot. Kylie Jenner is reportedly worth $1 billion herself, largely thanks to her Kylie cosmetic brand. She's actually one of the richest or one of the youngest self-made billionaires, and she too is building a real estate empire.
If you thought Kim was impressive, Kylie has already amassed real estate empire at a really young age, owning multiple houses, the first one of which she purchased at just 17.
Yeah, not to mention it's multi-million dollars, right? So you might have heard of one of her most recognized homes in Holmby Hills, which checks in over $36.5 million. Through her real estate journey, she's already been able to buy and sell multiple million dollars in properties.
And then, of course, we can't forget Kourtney Kardashian, right? Together with her hubby, Travis Barker, they purchased an extra home, which the price tag was like $14.5 million. Most people wouldn't dream about being able to afford a home like that, much less a secondary home. Can you imagine? That's quite a getaway.
The list goes on and on for the whole family, going Khloe to Kendall to even Kris Jenner. All of them have multiple homes. Guys, by observing their money moves, it's clear that real estate is important to their wealth and something that they heavily invest in.
So, in order to keep up with their Kardashian palm, it seems like real estate is something we should pay attention to, huh? Right? In fact, according to a recent report, over the last two centuries, about 90% of the world millionaires have been created by investing in real estate.
You might be wondering, how can you emulate this kind of success? But as you can see, the Kardashian-Jenner aren't buying your average homes. Their homes goes for a little bit more, which is something that ordinary earners obviously wouldn't be able to access.
If you've been keeping up with the news, you know that there have been some scary headlines out there. In fact, Grant Cardone said that the end user homeowner who needs a mortgage will be squeezed out of their housing market. They'll be unable to buy the house even at a low price because interest rates double. We will look back on this time and realize that the Fed's trying to control inflation actually created more damage than good, ending the chance for most to own their own home.
That sounds pretty bleak, Nan, but what this really means is that, like it or not, the U.S. will become a nation of renters due to rising home prices, interest rate hikes that will keep prospective buyers out of home ownership.
So, how do ordinary people like us emulate billionaire success when they can't afford $70 million real estate?
Enter apartment syndication.
So what is apartment syndication?
Apartment syndication is when you pour your money with other investors to purchase an investment property under an apartment syndication sponsor. It's essentially like you guys are joining forces with each other to purchase an apartment, and that's actually all you have to do.
See, with apartment syndication, the passive investors themselves really have just one job, and that is to invest their money.
Yeah, and with apartment syndication, you're not signing on to be a landlord or deal with the property management team. You also don't have to deal with broken dishwashers or rowdy tenants. That's a job that's been left for the deal sponsor to deal with.
And Palm, and also coming up with all the capital,
right?
That's
a great point.
That's like millions of dollars. So guys, it's actually like Palm said, that's kind of work is left for your apartment syndication sponsor, also known as the general partners or syndicators. Let's take a second and do a little case study here. One that hit close to home, pun intended.
Early this year, Team Kitty Sisters were able to close a $71 million institutional quality apartment community. And though we personally don't have the kind of cash like Kim K, together with our past investors, we were able to purchase this income generating property that will grow our millions into more millions. We like that kind of math, don't we?
What we love about this deal is that it is 2016 built, Class A in Houston, with an average household income of $130,000. Here's a Kitty Ninja's hack. Hi! Yeah, right? The higher the medium income, the better the quality tenant base, right? And after all, we're all about attracting credit-worthy tenants.
When you have strong tenant base, light bulbs should be going off in your head about all the other positive attributes, such as affluent residents, significantly lower delinquency, higher affordability, and long-standing residents.
Plus, the newer asset class, the less, if any, deferred maintenance will be required on the property. Big-ticket items such as roofing, foundation, plumbing, and electrical tend to still be in really good condition for a new property, right, Pom? Mm-hmm. And of course, that will provide massive saving on CapEx expenses.
Don't forget, this also means less rent collection delays and affordability issues. So guys, if you want to quantum leap your fortune like the Cardin family, make sure you join the Kitty Freedom Club so you too can take down properties that the Cardin would be proud to call their own.
Like it or not, skyrocketing interest rate pretty much ended most people's hopes of owning a home, and many are left with no option but to rent. Cash flow Empires, thanks for tuning all the way to the end. And of course, don't forget to check out our other episodes and make sure to send us what, Pom?
Love note.
And let us know what you want to learn about it, right? So we love to hear from you and also connect with you through Instagram at the Kitty Sisters.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.